Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
does something the other gospel writers do not do. John puts the greatest delivery, the greatest Christmas delivery of all time, into context for us. He tells us all we need to know in order to have a right Christmas. So if you're looking at your Bibles again, look again at verses 1 and 2. And this morning I want us to consider the person of Christmas. Christmas is filled with many distractions between the personalities, between the presents, and between the practices. It's easy for us to forget the real reason for this special day and this special time that we're experiencing. In fact, many of those things that we love, many of those things that we enjoy doing, many of those things that we have in our own homes are not based on Scripture. It's just out of traditions that we have them. But verse 1 here brings us back to the real essence for Christmas. We know the Word. When it says, in the beginning was the Word, we know what that Word was, because later on in verse 14, John tells us who it is. The Word, He is eternally God. Again, John says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, this Word doesn't mean, it's not to imply that the Word had a beginning. It means that the Word always existed. The word was is in the imperfect tense for all of our English teachers and grammar students. It signifies an action of the past that continues into the present. John could have wrote it this way. He could have said, in the beginning was the Word, is the Word, and always will be the Word. The Word is eternal. It has always been, and it will always will be. Before there was anything else, there was the Word. Jesus had his birth in Bethlehem, but not his beginning. Before there was an Israel, Jesus was. Before there was a Moses, Jesus was. Before there was a David, Jesus was. Before there was an Abraham, Jesus was. Before Adam and Eve, Jesus was. Jesus was not plan B. There was never a plan B. Heavenly there means superior. It means extraordinary. It means surpassing. It means uncommon. That's the kind of life that